أمره ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد وإذ أخذ ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد قال لا إله إلا الله ثم مات على ذلك إلا دخل الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given every human being the ability and the potential to recognize his Lord and his Master. There is no human being in the world that does not have this ability to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. But there are certain human beings in the world that are entangled with the obstacles that Allah Rabbul Izzat has placed in this world, and they have failed to recognize their Lord and their Master. As it has been made very clear when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam was sent in this world, that there will be two types of people. The first group will be those fortunate people that will use this ability and will not allow the obstacles to take them away from their Lord and their Master. And the second group will be those unfortunate people that will be entangled with the obstacles and the hindrances, and they will fail to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. To make a very sound argument, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in Surah Al-A'raf that in the world of spirits, Allah Rabbul Izzat placed his hand on the back of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. In Musnad Ahmad, Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala an comments upon this verse that I recited in the start of the talk, that Allah Rabbul Izzat places his hand on the back of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and all human beings come out of the back of Hazrat Adam, Muslims, non-Muslims, believers, non-believers, obedient, disobedient, male, female, saints, prophets. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat divides them and separates them into groups. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat gives them the power to acknowledge and to testify. And Allah Rabbul Izzat questions each soul. We may not remember, but we were asked, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I your Lord? Am I your sustainer? And we testified and we acknowledged that Allah Rabbul Izzat is our Lord and our Master. And this all took place. So on the day of reckoning and on the day of judgment, no one can present this excuse that he was unaware. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in the glorious Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ Without any exception, Allah Rabbul Izzah sent prophets in this world, and they invited humanity to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Every prophet that came in this world, his objective, his mission, his goal was to invite humanity to the right path, to allow the human being to walk over those obstacles and those hindrances that does not allow him to see the miracles that Allah has placed in this world in the form and in the shape of nature. This was the universal message of all prophets. Allah Rabbul Izzat further says in the Quran, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Towards the nation of Aad, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent the noble prophet Hazrat Hud. And the message that he gave to the people was, اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, worship Allah Rabbul Izzat. And I will elaborate upon the meaning of اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ further in the talk. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Hazrat Salih was sent to the nation of Thamud. The message was the same, اُعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Hazrat Shu'ayb, the father-in-law of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, was sent to a nation, to Madian. His message was the same, اُعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, worship Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then we study the message of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the closest to the Prophet in the line of prophethood. The Prophet of Allah has mentioned the word Aqrab. He is the closest Prophet to me. Jesus, peace be upon him, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, is the closest Prophet to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The message that Hazrat Isa gave was Qal al-Masih, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. That the people of Israel, the children of Israel, you should worship Allah, who is my Allah, who is my Lord, and He is your Lord. Nowadays it's the time of media. News spreads. It does not matter if the news is correct or incorrect, but the news spreads like fire. And sometimes some innocent souls get mixed up with the truth. What is right and what is wrong? They cannot differentiate because of lack of knowledge. But let me make it very clear that the only thing that dictates our life is the ilm that is ruhani, the divine ilm, the ilm that originates from Allah Rabbul Izzat, that has been passed down through prophets and then eventually through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If anything contradicts that ilme nurani, the pure, the absolute, the correct knowledge, we will reject it. As we have heard that some people are claiming that they have found the bones or the body of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they have found the body of the wife, na'udhu billah, of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they have found the body of the child of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, na'udhu billah. But our aqeedah and our faith in respect to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus, is very clear. And we do not have to be listening to this incorrect information, because the information that has been handed to us is originated from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Let me make it very clear here, because this is a part of our aqeedah. Some people have not understood the status of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they have fell into the valleys of darkness. Some Muslim groups in the past have become murtad, apostates, because they did not understand the hathiyat, the status, the rank of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the first time he lived in this world, he lived for 33 years. And he was raised alive at the age of 33. when he will descend in Damascus, his age will be 33, and then according to one riwayat, he will live another 7 years. And according to another riwayat, he will live another 12 years. So the total life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be 40, or it may be 45, wallahu a'lam bisawab. In the first life, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not get married. So he had no wife and no children. In the second life that he will spend, when he returns, he will be married and he will be blessed with children. The ulama have mentioned many reasons to why Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not get married in the first life and why he will be married in the second. So the ulama ponder over the life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They study the characteristics of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and the sifat, and they come to know that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is that prophet, that only prophet that has a very firm connection with the Nurani makhluk, that is known as the angels, and has a very firm connection with human beings. As we know that Hazrat Maryam, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, was having a shower, and at that certain moment Allah sent Hazrat Jibra'il to blow in the womb of Hazrat Maryam. And at that certain time she felt that there was a child in her stomach. That child was the noble prophet Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has a very firm connection with the angel Jibra'il, who is Sayyidul Malaika, the leader of all angels. And at the same time, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes in this world through Hazrat Maryam, that is a human being. So a very firm connection with Hazrat Maryam, with a human being. In the first life that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam lived, his tabiyat, his nature was more inclined towards an angel because of that connection that he had with Jibra'il. That's why he abstained from this dunya totally. Every prophet has a characteristic, a sifat. But Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam excelled in zuhud, abstaining from this world. Because abstaining from this world is the sifat of angels. He had nothing, no connection with this dunya, in regards to dunya and material. And angels do not procreate, they do not produce. They are created by the order of Allah. They do not marry, they are not blessed with children. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not marry. Because in the first 33 years of his life, his tabiat was inclined towards angels. But in the second life that he will live of 7 years or 12 years, his mission will change. His mission will change. He has to do a lot of work in regards to removing and replacing injustice, crookedness, darkness with the Nurani ilm, with the implementation of the Sharia that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought.